NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, we're Blame Thrower.
I'm Luke, I play guitar and do vocals.
And I'm Cozy and I do drums and vocals.
You're going to be listening to our newest EP,
63.5,
on Long Player on
Totally Wired, 95 BFM. Luke's in Master Blaster and I'm in Markdown. And we're teased within our bands for being the kids of the band. But we're also teased because we are really old souls. Like, we're really old at heart. And so we're trying to figure out what would be our age at heart. And we decided the sum of our ages had to be a prime number. And there's no reason for that. We just wanted it to be a prime number because prime numbers are cool. and 127 was our favourite prime number once we went through them. And 127 divided by 2 is 63.5. So we are each 63.5 years old at heart.
And that's where it came from.
Yeah.
It's not too old an age.
No, it's still like
a kind of a rockin' age.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You could still imagine like playing in a covers band in the pub at that age and still
some Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah, doing some sweet jams, having a few cold ones with the boys.
Alright, the Lotto, which is our opening track, is primarily about privilege and about people who can just say things or act in a certain way because they think they're entitled to do that when really they have no basis to act or say certain things, whether it's racist or homophobic or any sort of undermining or negative influence over people. It's about saying no to that, saying no to privilege.
Yeah, well, and like people that may pick out certain groups or whatever, and like you see it in publications and stuff, like particularly with certain politicians, and that like we need to really knuckle down on this group of people. These people are the problem. It's like, well, you can just sit amongst your little bubble and think this is horrible, but you should actually go out and do a little bit of informed research. Because I was talking to my friend Justin about it, and he was telling me about this book that he was reading. And about how colonization all that occurred, that it realistically was the lottery, depending on where you were from and how much natural resources you had, then you were able to do these horrible things that ended up happening. So, like, whether it's looking at that historically or just looking at, like, how good you can get at education there and stuff, it's the same as the lottery, basically. It's all just a luck of the draw, so you can't really say one group's better or worse.
Blackout is about the two of us working hard and having heaps of fun and doing what we love doing, falling into bed exhausted, or not into bed, wherever you may fall at the end of the day, and just doing what's right for the two of us and when we hang out. And
you may think of it as a song primarily about drinking. I'll speak for Cozy. She's not a massive drinker.
Oh, yeah, no, that's true.
I partake a bit, but it's like it's more or less about being cramming your day up with as much as you possibly can and then doing things that you find entertaining for yourself and not doing things because people tell you that this is the right thing to do, I think.
Just living life to the fullest.
Pest is a funny one. We changed the name for Pest. I can't even... It was called Nuisance, I think, beforehand. But we recorded with Rowan Evans at the Wine Cellar, which was sweet. He was awesome to deal with. So he renamed the song because he had trouble spelling Nuisance. So then we're like, whatever, that's a good name anyway.
Pest is a better name than Nuisance, yeah. Pest is about being a nuisance. It's about not saying, I'm going to act this way and do these things because someone tells me to. I'm going to do things that I believe are right and that I believe are beneficial either to myself or to someone else or to everyone. So it's not just bowing to society standards without questioning. You know, you got to question things for development and progress of society.
Well, I think you said the other day, you were like, you can question and be annoying and like tell people to shut up. And like, you can nearly be on the point, this is what I interpreted of it, you can nearly be on the point of being rude. I'm taking this totally out of context, but as long as you're progressing forward and it's helping everybody, then it's...
It's like if someone were to say something sexist, well, to me, I feel like both of us would call them out and be like, no, you can't say that. And they may be like, oh,
Totally.
Like, you're not meant to call me out in public.
It's should. And that's the thing, is that you can be, like, abrupt with those kind of people and not take the shit and be like, hey, mate, shut up. Nauseating was the oldest song that we had for this EP. We wrote this song straight outside of our last split that we did with Markdown, which is Cozy's other band. But Nauseating has no underlying political statement to it.
It comes from a conversation between the two of us.
Yeah. Cozy's just like, she was a drummer before we started the band, but not like...
I'm not actually a drummer. I'm a guitarist and I play
and
drums.
And a shredder. At that.
Whatever. I played drums in primary school for a production of Surgical the Musical, and I didn't since. And then for Power Cruise, Luke called me up and was like, do you want to actually play drums? I was like, I can't really. So when I play drums, I get really tired. I've got zero fitness, and I've got zero technique and very, very little skill. We were at practice and my heart was racing after finishing a song. Also, singing and drumming is going to be the death of me. But my heart was racing.
And then, Cozy goes, oh, my heart's beating so fast. And I go, my heart beats for you, Cozy.
And then I said, you're fucking nauseating. Because we're just...
And then we were laughing. Yeah. And we're like, that was the dumbest conversation we've ever had. Let's turn that into a song.
Yeah.
So... It's about me saying I love you to Cozy and her being like, that's the most revolting thing I've ever heard.
Get out of here. Get out of my house.
We'll be right back.
was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.